Well, let's talk about the prequels versus the original three films and, of course, what's still in production and films that are coming up. You know, what is this? What are the little... No space pirates. Okay. the prequels were kind of lambasted when they came out. What were they lacking that the first three films that came out in the 70s and early 80s that Lucas did, what were they lacking?
Every man's stories.
No Han Solo, no pirates.
No.
It was all pirates. It was all politics and religion.
Yep.
Which we're not supposed to talk about.
Oh, it's kind of like our current political. No real everyman stories.
Basically, the world we're living in right now is, you know,
attack
of clones. You know, it's nothing's working.
Well, I mean, there's lots of people who have sort of weighed in on why they worked or why they didn't work or which ones were better or worse. But rewatching a phenomenal documentary called The People versus George Lucas, and it really talks about the dynamics of the fans and reactions to wanting more, but then getting not what they wanted, and that kind of piggybacks on taking the original series and retouching them and changing them and all of that. And what I think, this idea of expectation that Scott mentioned earlier, our expectations, whatever they are, as fans, were mostly violated by those films. We all came and wanted something different.
We did not want Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, Lord have mercy. He is not the everyman.
But one thing that I really liked about this documentary is that sort of who owns the work, who owns the art, right? There's the artist and what they want to do with it, whatever that may be, you know, but then there's also once you put something out into the culture and the culture embraces that, you know, we connect to this, right? And so one of the big debates about why people are upset that they can't watch the original series as it was, that they haven't been released that way, is that we have nostalgia. We connect to these things. These are my memories. And, you know, why can't I go back and then rewatch that? It's fine if someone wants to change their work, but, you know, but who owns
this?
This, right. And that's a really sticky issue. And from the psychological angle, who owns my nostalgia? That's, I think, for a lot of fans who get angry, that's what it comes down to.